こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、今週月曜日、シアトルでレジがない最先端のコンビニ、アマゾン GO がオープンしました。レジもお金も置いていないこのアマゾン GO では、入り口が駅の改札のようになっており、アプリの QR コードをかざすと入店できます。あとは好きな商品を取って店から出れば、支払いはアプリで自動で済まされます。天井には100以上のカメラが設置されており、常に各顧客の動き、どの商品を取ったか戻したかをトラッキングしています。顔認識システムは使っておらず、店内に死角を一切作らないことで、同じ客を絶えず追いかける手法を取っています。また棚には重量計がついており、システム上で各商品の重さを認識しているため、カメラを欺こうとする客がいたとしても問題ないとのことです。
On Monday, Amazon opened a state-of-the-art convenience store in Seattle called Amazon Go. The convenience store has no register and no place to pay. Customers enter through a wicket by showing a QR code on their phone and then collect the products they want and leave.Payment is taken care of automatically through the application. The store has over 100 cameras installed in the ceiling, which constantly track customer movement and track which items they have taken from shelves. The system does not use facial recognition, but as there are no blind spots in the entire store, they are able to continuously track customers until they leave. Additionally, there are scales built into the shelves so that even if someone tries to deceive the cameras,The system knows how much each item weighs and can infer what was taken.
そう、めっちゃ良くない?
Yeah, you like it.
うん、好き。なんかどこに住んでるかによってこれをあめっちゃいいなって思うか、いやそこまでしなくてもいらなくないって思うか、mm. 変わってくると思っていて、都内に住んでてやっぱりこう、うちも結構なんていうんだろう、ビルが多いというか、あの会社が多いところに住んでるから、ランチタイムとかコンビニが信じられないぐらい並んでたりするわけよ。でやっぱ並ぶのって当然会計の時だから、会計がないとなればもうね、だって取ってすぐ出ればいいから絶対並ばないじゃん。
So you just you don't like lines. But the self checkout has done a lot to alleviate lines too.
まあね、でもめんどくさいじゃん。うちが行ってるスーパーも自分で会計するやつなんだけど、まあめんどくさいよね。あれがなくて、だってそのまま帰っていいってなったらやっぱ全然違くない?
How do you feel about the lack of human interaction?
別に、なんかね、この Amazon Go も人が一人もお店にいないわけではなくて、当然そのバックヤードで在庫補充してる人とか、お酒のエリアだとアメリカだと特に ID チェック厳しいから、 ID チェックする人とか、あと裏でお惣菜みたいな作ってる人とか、一応人はいるんだよね。
That just means they're not done yet. Those people are gonna go.
Probably in the future.
Right? It's gonna be like, it's like a huge 自動販売機 that you can walk inside of.
Yeah, yeah.
And likeIt's just a machine. It'll just be a machine there, and the machine is owned by Amazon.
Yeah.
Right?
で、今まだオープンしたばっかりだから、入り口にもヘルプの人がいて、そのアプリのやり方わかんない人とか、間違えてなんか買っちゃって返品したい人とかは、まあその人がやってくれるらしいんだけど。
Oh, you don't just bring it back, put it back on the shelf?
I guess not. They have to check, right, if it's unopened とか。
That's the next level.
そう、だから私は結構これすごい便利そうって思ったんだけど、ただあのまあこれが月曜日にオープンして、あの中にはその買ったんだけど支払いにカウントされてなかった、だからただでもらえちゃったみたいな人もいて、ただそれってあの多分起きる率としては結構低いし、あの普通のコンビニでもちゃんとレジ通ってなかったとか、まあ、万引きされてるとかっていうのがあるから、まあ、Amazon 的にはそんなに気にしないみたいな感じらしい。まあ確かに万引きは多分全然できないから、これだとその分の損害っていうのは減るから。
Well, a lot of the concern of loss prevention teams for inventory is generally directed at the employees of the store themselves. And those employees are, you know, if, you know, some of you have some teenagers working at American Eagle or something, odds are a few of them are just taking stuff home. And that's kind of been the reality for some time. So the fact that people would might accidentally walk out with stuff or could intentionally walk out with some small number of items, it's probably a smaller loss than they would experience if they actually employed more people and did it the old way.
で、やっぱ顔認識するとどうしてもこうプライバシーの問題とかに発展して問題になりがちなんだけど、これはそれも使ってないっていうことで。
But they can implement that if a crime took place, right?
They have video. They
have video. Someone steals something.
Yeah, I mean, just like any other store, though. So that's nothing new.
Well, except for that, they have a lot of high quality video of your face from every single possible angle. So they're probably going to nail the recognition.
確かにね、こう天井にガーッとなんかこう平たいカメラがついていて、それはちょっと見たことない感じではあったけど、でも。
It's like that neutrino detector or something. Just tons of eyes all over the ceiling.
で、すごいやっぱり性能がいいから、こう商品を撮ってわざわざこうカメラに見せたりとかしなくても、別にこう普通にショッピングバッグに入れちゃって、
I'd feel that impulse though to kind of show the camera.
ね、そうそうそう。
You know, like I kind of want to. Like, no, look, I'm taking two of these, not three. You know?
そう、と、撮りましたよってね、見せたくなっちゃうけど、そんなことしなくてもちゃんと分かってくれてるらしいよ。これやってみたくないだってさ、なんかそのliberating な感じ、ちょっともう撮って出ていいんだっていう。
Oh, you sound like Winona Ryder.
なんかさ、そんなのないじゃん今まで。
Do you think you'd get a little what do they call it? Is it kleptomania?
What's that?
It could be totally the wrong one, but people who have this really strong impulse to steal shit and like run off with your shit.
Well, I don't have that. But
there are people who have this. They really can't stop it. They just
right.
And they're stealing like trivial items. You haven't seen like TV shows?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, あるよ。万引き G メンみたいなやつでしょ。だからそれもさ、これだとその QR コードをピッて最初にやんないと入れないから、その時点で別にシャツの下に入れようがなんだろうが、普通にお金が銀行口座から引き落とされるっていう。
What if you don't have enough money?
Ah.
And you fill up your cart with just everything. You have these Echo bags just stacked.And you walk out.
どうなるんだろう。でも、
and you have like $5 on your account.
でもクレジットカードだから普通に借金になるんじゃないの？単純にマイナスになるだけじゃない？
I mean, if that's how it's set up, is that the only way you can set it up? Or maybe they wouldn't let you in if you had a really low balance.
Well, yeah, it's just like.Credit card, だからお金入ってなくても買えるじゃん。それと同じことなんじゃない。But then you will be blacklisted, so you don't want that either, right?
What kind of other stores do you think we could or might be converted into this model? What if it's a clothing store? You go in there and you're like trying pants on and just walk out with a new outfit and it's just charged.
Yeah, I guess. なんかこの Amazon の人が言うには、まあ、このモデルをやるとしたら店の大きさ自体はあんまり関係ないと言ってたから、例えば IKEA とかあれぐらい大きい、コスコとかすごい大きくても別にこれをこのシステム自体はできるらしいんだよね。そうすると、確かに IKEA もすごいレジ並ぶじゃん。
Yeah.
だからもう全部で、あれも自分で取るじゃん結局、上の方のものとかもさ。
But the shelf scale thing is kind of difficult, right?
どうだろうね。あ、すごいちっちゃいものとかもあるから。
Like which chair is this guy leaving with? You know? Or maybe that's more obvious.
They would know that. Yeah. Chair の方がヨーグルトとかより絶対わかりやすい。
Because maybe if you'reWhat'd be interesting is to have a high-level magician go into this store and see if he can pull something off.
そうだね。そういう変な実験はちょっと見たいかも。
The Indiana Jones, like switching the statue with the other thing that weighs the same.
それね、テッククランチの記事でも言ってた誰かが。ただまあ普通のお客さんはそこまでしないだろうみたいなとか、万引きもだからその同じ重さの砂が入った袋とか、だからこのヨーグルト何百何グラムだからみたいなさ。
But if you just figured out one, you know, there are these jars of strawberry jam that cost 500 yen a pop or something, and you just
そこまでやるのかって話だよね。
But if you orchestrated it right and you just did all, you know, 200 of them at once,
だったらさ、これじゃない普通のとこから万引きした方が早いよね。
Probably.
って話になるよね。
A place with less cameras is probably.
そうそう。
Yeah, a better option. 次。
ポートランド州立大学の生物学者ケン・ステッドマン教授のチームが学会誌アストロバイオロジーに発表した論文で、地球上には生物の10から100倍の数のウイルスが存在しており、他の惑星や月でも同様にウイルスが大量に存在する可能性があると指摘しました。人類が初めてウイルスの存在を発見してから100年以上経っており、太古の時代から地球に存在していたことも分かっていますが、細胞生物と比べて解明されていない部分がたくさんあります。
Portland State University Biology Professor Ken Steadman and his team published research in the journal Astrobiology that found that there are 10 to 100 times as many viruses on Earth than there are other life formsAnd they suggest that viruses may also exist on other planets and on the moon. While humans discovered viruses more than 100 years ago and have known of their existence since ancient times, there is still a lot about viruses that has not been explained.
そう。要はその地球上にいるウイルスが、例えば宇宙の外に出ても存在し続けられるのかどうかとか、あとは、まあ、火星のその昔の化石みたいなのを調べていったらウイルスの痕跡があるのかどうかとか、あとはこう木星の月とか土星から液体の、あのサンプルを持ってきてくるから、その中にウイルスがいないかどうかとかを調べた方がいいんじゃないかっていうのをこの人は言っていて、なんかこの人 NASA と一緒に仕事をしてるらしいんだけれども、そう、なんかよくさ、
they haven't checked the samples
そうと思うよ、ね、
from these other planets for viruses.
だからウイルスを探してないんじゃない、だからなんていうの、その探そうと思って、そこがだからメインのフォーカスじゃないからじゃない。
Why not though?
I don't know.
Does it have something to do with the classification? Like it's not like they wanted to specifically find life, or is it's probably more a limitation of the instrumentality. But once you bring the sample back, it seems like you could check it, right?
でもなんか今までそこがあんまりその宇宙でのウイルスに関してっていうのをそこまで多分フォーカスしてないからっていうのを多分この人は言ってて、でそのチームにね、東京工業大学の友博望月さんっていう人が入ってて、東工大だから多分日本にいると思うんだよね。で、ググったらメアド出てきたからメールしようかなと思ってんだけど、誰かあの、あ、友博望月さん知ってますっていう人いたら、ぜひ紹介してください。彼はね、あの、Environmental Virology の、あの先生らしくて、ウイルスって本当に不思議じゃん。こう、まあ、生物と無生物の間みたいにさ、よく言われて、まあ、生物ではない。けど自分をレプリケイトできてるし、なんか何なんだろうねみたいなさ、よく言われてるけど、
well,
確かに
there's a lot of debate about the definition of life, and
そうそう
once that's settled, then I think the virus question will be more clear. But there are a lot of physicists that are recommending a different definition. A definition that would actually include both virusesAnd artificial intelligence.
そうだからよくそのウイルスの話になると、そもそも生物と無生物の違いって何なんだろうとか、生物と無生物っていうふうにこうはっきり分けちゃっていいのかどうかとか、その境界線をどこで引くみたいな、もうちょっとなんかともすると哲学的な話とかになってくるわけじゃない。だからなんかウイルスってすごい面白いんだけど、このたまにさ、うちも番組でさ、なんか最近何回か多分言ったけど、なエイリアンの が来てさ、ウイルス移って死んだら嫌だよねとか言ってるじゃん。だからそういう話にもまあ関連してるっていうか、面白いよね。
Yeah, well, it seems likely that there are extraterrestrial viruses.
Yeah, そもそも
Did you see the study recently about the ocean? And they discovered a new virus in the ocean.
Okay.
And there are there are 10 million of these virus particles per milliliter of ocean water. And they've been there this whole time. And they just discovered these things. And this new virus that they discovered, they don't have tails.
Okay.
And most of the viruses that they found that infect bacteria, because there's a lot of viruses that infect bacteria, they have tails and they target only one or two bacteria.
Okay.
But this new bacteria that they found is, or this new virus that they found is much smaller. It doesn't have a tail. And it can attack a very wide range of different types of bacteria, which is unusual because usually they specialize more.
なんかその宇宙とか海の中もそうだけど、そこまで行かなくてもさ、北朝鮮の、あの漁船がこう日本に流れ着いてるみたいな話でもさ、こう北朝鮮の人がずっと鎖国してるせいで、その日本ではまだ流行ったことない違う型のインフルエンザを持ってるとかさ、そういうなんかすごい近くでもやっぱ全然違う風にウイルスが進化してたり流行ってたりするわけじゃない。
They're saying now that virus particles like influenza may in fact be entirely airborne and spread merely by exhaling.
そう。
So it's, you don't have to cough or sneeze.
そう。
The virus particles.
それ今週ぐらい記事になってるよね。もう息吐いてるだけでインフルエンザのウイルスが拡散されてるっていう。
Yeah, and the ocean study was very recent too. So there is a lot of work being done on viruses right now.
だから結構なんか前からさ、インフルなのに会社来る人とかさ、私は結構そういうのはすごいイラッとするタイプなんだけど、あの咳をじゃしちゃダメだと思って我慢したらいいとかそういう問題じゃないもんね。息してるだけでってことはさ、もういるだけで撒き散らしてるから。
They fairly routinely test for influenza now at the doctor's office, which they did not used to do. And these virus particles are on average smaller than 1/100th the size of bacterium. So if it's 100 times smaller, yes, it's much more likely to be transmitted through the air.
Yeah.
You know, it weighs much less.
今やっぱすごい多いよね。咳してる人とか、鼻すすってる人とか。意外となんかマスクとかも何にもしないで咳してる人とかいてさ。なんか健康な人はいいんだけど、やっぱなんかそれこそ抗がん剤やってる人とか妊娠してる人とかなんか病み上がりの人とかってさ、ちょっとでもねすぐ移っちゃったりして、ただの風邪じゃ済まされない時もあるじゃん。だからなんかみんな休めない人もいるのかもしれないけど、休んでくれよ。なんかさ、結構日本の広告で問題になったやつあるじゃん。なんか風邪薬とかで、風邪でも休めないあなたへこの風邪薬みたいなさ、休めよみたいな休めみんな、もう広げてる場合じゃないよ。
I think it's impossible. Well, it's important to, you should go to the doctor and figure out what you have.
Yeah.
And you should figure out, you know, is this, you should make sure it's not, you know, the bird flu or something.
Yeah.
Because when people, I think most people, if they go to the doctor and find out that they have the flu, aren't going to go around spreading it. But if they have the flu and assume they don't have the flu and therefore haven't changed their behavior, then they're doing a lot more work for the virus. What do you think about what they do? What viruses do?
I don't know. That's why I want この Mochizuki sensei on our show. Just like, I want to talk about viruses.
Think about like computer virus. A computer virus.
Yeah.
We call it a virus, right? A computer virus cannot replicate without a computer.
Mm-hmm.
It has to infect a computer. And the way that it replicates is by using that computer to infect other computers
mm-hmm.
and create the file, I guess, could be like a particle,
mm-hmm.
right? And let's say the wrong bacteria could be a Mac and the right bacteria would be a Windows,
mm-hmm.
right? So the way you can like, the metaphor is almost too good.
When well, you that's think why about, we call it virus, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a lot of bad examples of that.
I guess. 次、学会誌 Journal of Personality and Social Psychology に掲載された研究で、ハーバード大学とノースカロライナ大学チャペルヒル校が646人を対象に、英語で言う Humble Bragging、日本語で言うと謙虚に見せかけてさりげなく自慢することについて調査しました。その結果、Humble Brag には若く見られて困っちゃう、19歳にナンパされちゃったなど文句に見せかけた自慢と、なんで私ばかり大事な仕事を任せられるんだろうなど謙虚に見せかけた自慢の2種類があり、多くが前者の文句に見せかけた自慢でした。普通の自慢と Humble Brag を比較すると、普通の自慢は少なくとも素直で分かりやすいと、Humble Brag の方がむしろ嫌がられやすいことが分かりました。
In a study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, researchers from Harvard University and North Carolina University Chapel Hill School conducted a survey of 646 people on the subject of Humble Bragging. The survey presented the following two statements. I hate that I look so young, even a 19-year-old hit on me. And why do I always get asked to work on the most important assignment? The former being an example of humble bragging, and the latter more an appeal to humility. The researchers found that compared to normal bragging, humble brags are more difficult to understand and tend to make people dislike you.
So, まあ、この論文を書いた人もある程度みんなやってると思う。って言ってて、まあ本当にそうだと思うんだけど、でもだったら私若く見られるんだみたいな感じで、もうスパッと自慢してくれた方がマシって思ってる人の方が多いっていう話。Humble brag って英語ではよく聞くけど、日本語だと多分その一つの動詞としてはないと思うんだよね。
Do you think it's more prevalent in certain cultures than others, or?
どうだろうね。でも日本の方が大っぴらげに自慢しないすることを良しとされない雰囲気があるから、逆に日本の方がハンブルブラックする人多いのかな。
But maybe it's
どうなんだ、
maybe it's not as disliked here. It's almost if you do the straight up American brag here, people are like, what a dickhead.But if you kind of, the humble brag, let's say, it's just very difficult to execute, but...
それか日本はだから逆にその謙遜する意味でけなしたりするじゃん。あ、うちの嫁なんて全然何にもできないんですよとか、うちのバカ息子はとか。だからちょっと違うよね、それは。Bragging じゃなくて本当にただなんかこう、
謙遜して貶めるみたいな。A humble brag sometimes, right? You're giving someone like this really expensive melon and you're like, つまらないものですが.
But you're not bragging though.
But it's,
that's different.
It's not bragging.
自慢はしてないじゃん。
But it's the self-deprecating aspect is the same, right? It's kind of a, there's a self-deprecating.
でも humble brag はその中に新しい情報が入ってるからね。その例えばなんか、なんだろう。だからこういう19歳にナンパされちゃったとか、文句に見せかけて新しい情報をそこに入れ込むみたいな、で宣伝してるわけじゃん。だからそれはちょっとそういう日本の謙遜とは違うよね。でも
What do you think of name dropping? That always drives me insane.
そうだね。
It drives me nuts.
そうだね。 Name dropping も日本語だとなんて言葉あんのかな、一言では、なんかこう、私なんて安倍首相の友達の友達なんだからみたいなことだよ。
Yeah.
なんかその
But there's certain people that are constantly referring to like
そうだね。
It's kind of attaching themselves.
偉い人とか有名な人の名前を使って自分の地位をちょっと上に見せかけようとするみたいな。
Yeah, but you have to say like, you know, oh yeah, I was hanging out with Will Smith the other day. Like really 普通に like just drop it in like you know it. You know that you're bragging, but you gotta play it like I'm just saying. I say this. I always hang out with Will Smith. What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
そうだね。なんだろうね。だからこうはっきりは言いたくない。
It's an insult to your intelligence because they're doing this like you don't realize that they're doing it.
そうだね。
But it should be obvious that like you're asking me to behave like this is real.
Yeah.
And that's kind of an insult to my intelligence.
Yeah.
And if I conform to that, then I'm kind of letting you take control of the conversation just by off this humble brag.
そうだね。
You know? Oh, like, oh, we have to talk about this really great thing that happened to you now.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm sure we all do it like subconsciously though, almost.
I think people, yeah, there's a lot of, I've seen a lot of complaining on social media that's not really complaining.
Ah, so, 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 だね。そうだね。
You know, all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy is so disgusting. And there are people that want to make themselves seem really
popular.
Desired or...
Ah, yeah, 私は一人いる。なんか、ずっと、ah, またキモい男に言い寄られたみたいなのを、
daily.
そう。
Where it's, where it reaches a point where I'm like,you can't be that like this is getting out of you're not what are you like famous like、
yeah.
what is
しかもなんかなんだろう本当にすごいナンパされる場合ってもう慣れちゃうからそんな文句も言わないっていうかさまた
You wouldn't be on social media about it all the time
そうそうわざわざ書くことじゃないな
んて responding to every comment and doing the whole like
それはちょっと思うね
Oh thank you like because people are like oh you're so beautiful of course people are trying you know there's a lot of fishing for
そうだねあとなんか高校生の時とかはすごい可愛い女の子がえ、もう私本当ブスだからとかわざと言って、え、そんなことないよ、なにちゃん可愛いじゃんって言わせるっていう。
That's the standard. That's like that's 基本 of humble bragging.
そのなんか
That's when it was invented.
謎のゲームみたいなのが好きな女の子いたね。なんか常に私もすごいデブだからとか、全然ガリガリなのに言って、周りはなんか優しいから。え、そのことないよ、痩せてるじゃんとかを
So, I looked up humble brag on Urban Dictionary.
Ah, okay.
And the first example I saw was this. I just ate about 15 pieces of chocolate. Gotta learn to control myself when flying first class or they're gonna cancel my modeling contract, LOL.
最悪じゃん
Yeah, but that's
そうね、それ一番悪い例だよね。
Yeah, it's that one's pretty solid.
Hmm. まあそれも確かに多分ソーシャルメディアだとなんかこうすごい細いモデルがなんかピザ食べてる写真とかばっかり上げてまた食べ過ぎちゃったみたいな。
Well,
なんかそういう。
You remember the first world problems meme, right? And first world problems is kind of a humble brag too.
そうだね。
You know?
まあね。
And if it's not, then you're really in your own bubble, right?
Yeah.
It's weird how these things all mix together. And...
自慢ね。
But it's so human, you know, it's so many people, there's this very specific behavior that...
なんかこの論文の人は、あの、自慢したい時は、けど自分で言いたくない時は、ウィングマン的な人に言わせろみたいな。だから PR の手法と一緒だよね。自分で言うとちょっと信憑性もないし自慢と取られちゃうから、友達とかに言わせることによって信憑性も上がるし自慢じゃなくなるっていう。そんなの戦略的にやる人いないだろうと思うけど、企業以外は。
No, that definitely is happening. That's pretty standard wingmaning, no?
あ、恋愛とかにおいてってこと。
Yeah, well, the idea is like you want your friend to say all this amazing stuff about you that's barely true, and then you're gonna be like, no, let's not get carried away. Like it's just this, but this is all orchestrated. This is a racket, you know.
それをあんまりなんか
But that's something that guys do naturally when they meet girls.
そうだね。
It's like, oh, this guy's a legend.
あ、そう、なんか、そう、男同士は超見る。なんか、こいつこんな風に見えて弁護士なんだよとか、こう自分では言わないけど、友達が言ってあげるみたいな。
Yeah.
女の子はあんまりないよね。なんか、この子なんかこんな風に見えて、料理すごいできるんだよとか急に唐突に言ったりあんましない気もするけどどうだろう、ね。まあ立てるっていうのはある程度あるのかな。でも男女問わず。
There's not as much a need for that heavy level wingmaning,
right? そうかもね。男性はちょっとチームになって頑張らないといけないもんね。ナンパするときとかにどうにかして。
I guess.
興味引かないとみたいな。
I guess. I don't know.
でもうちなんか私その知らない人がいるところとかでこうあのバイリンガルニュースやってますが言いたくないじゃん、だから言わないんだけどなんかたまに何してるのとか言われたりとかこうやってること知ってる人がいたりとかして、あなんか仕事どうとかバイリンガルニュースどうなってるとかさ言われた時にこうなんかあんま言いたくないわけよ。なんか恥ずかしいし、いやいやなんだいつも通りですみたいな感じで終わらせようとすると夫はなんか結構それをウィングマン的になんか横からすごい言うのね、なんか実はなんか iTunes で1位ですごくてみたいな、でなんかすごい恥ずかしいからいつもどっか行くんだけど違う部屋とかに、だからそれある意味ウィングマンだけど本人が恥ずかしい場合のウィングマンじゃないそれ。
Yeah, my parents are like thatMy mom is wearing like 宇宙トレーナー and I'm like, oh my god. Stop.
そうだよね。だから家族はなんかこう言いたいのかもしれない、
yeah.
よね。なんか他の人に分かってほしいみたいな。でも本人はなんかちょっとどういう顔して、しかも自分の仕事をこう人が説明してる時に自分がどういう顔してそこにいればいいのか分かんないじゃん。だからなんか恥ずかしくなっちゃうんだよね。しかもバレたくないもん。
It doesn't seem relevant.
そうだね。
Right.
しかもそれでなんかやっぱ、ああ聞いてるみたいな人とかいたりするじゃん。
Yeah, I've had like really strange.
で意外と多いじゃん、あの都内だと多分特に、そうするとなんかその時のもう帰りたいよね。あとなんか一回あの人狼やりに行った時に声と話し方とか、まあ、言ってる内容とかでこうバレてた時があったのよ。ですごい素敵な可愛いカップルで、でもその時気を使って言わないでいてくれたので、全部終わって帰った後にそのカップルが友達に実はすごい好きでいつも聞いてると、でもなんかその場ではちょっと悪いかなと思って言わなかったんだよね。でその気遣いもすごいありがたいんだけど、それはそれで後でなんかすごい恥ずかしいっていうかさ、あっちは甘みだって思ってるじゃん、でもこっちは全然知らずになんか普通に過ごしちゃったから、あなんかすごいなんていうのなんか変なこと言ってないかなとか、なんかすごい自意識過剰になっちゃう後からなんか、あとあがっかりされてないかなとかさ。
Oh, I'm sure like that would happen, no?
でしょ。
It has to be disenchanting. You've met people that you've greatly admired and there is something mildlydisenchanting about it, right?
I've never been disappointed though.
It's not disappointed, but it's kind of, it moves from fantasy to like, oh, okay, they're a human being. First of all, right? It grounds the whole thing.
まあね。
Right?
まあがっかりしたことはないけど。そう、でもなんかその場で言って、
I mean, I'm not saying people would be just... I think they would be blown away by you.
My amazingness. なんかね、芸能人とかだったらさ、顔も出してるしさ、なんかもう諦めてるのかもしれないけど、普通の人だから、なんか気まずい。気まずいよね。
Yeah, you're making me feel 気まずい。
Because it's weird. They know me, but I don't know them.
Yeah.
Which is a very strange situation.
I've had very strange experiences. I would rather not detail. But people get, you know, you've gotten like awkward around someone that you admire, right? When you meet them for the first time.
Yeah.
Like,
well, not
you
really.
Kind of get you don't
I'm
get
always really
you don't
cool
get nervous
and
you don't get a little bit flustered.
Not really.
Hmm.
だってルービーローズに会った時も結構普通だったよ。だからマミはそれを待ってんの。なんか誰に会ったらスタースターックみたいな感じに。
イーロン・マスク。
イーロン・マスクとか多分アレックス・スカースガードとか。
スカースガード。
でも見た目だけで好きな人は意外と多分普通にできちゃうのかもしれない。だからイーロン・マスクとかの方がなんか緊張するかもね。なんかバカと思われたくないみたいな変な。
Yeah.
なんか働いてさ、なんて言おうかなみたいな、
yeah.
なるのかもしれ
ない。Oh God, Elon Musk thinks I'm an idiot, and he's so smart that he's got to be right.
Yeah, that's so scary. 今までないもんね。がっかりしたこともないので、でも有名な人に会ってさ、大体みんななんか思ったより、
Maybe you're a little bit more realistic, because you know, there's a lot of people constantly that, you know, there's some, pop group on the side of a truck or something, and people flock and get their phones out and like, oh my god, or whatever it is, right? Like, oh, just
like
they can barely stand, you know? They're like, I sent you a picture of that, the virtual, is like.The virtual smup is like giving flowers to women. And so like all these women are like in line to go to the front, to eventually make it to the front so that they can have like this virtual smup guy hand them a bouquet of flowers. And they don't even, I don't think they get real flowers. They just stand in front of the screen.And then that happens.
そういう方が逆にこんなこと言って怒られるかもしれないけど、実際に会った時若干がっかりするかもしれないよね。あ、この人も普通の人間なんだみたいな。
Right, if you actually met that.
そうそうそう。
Yeah, because, but it's because that person's perception is so inflated of that person, right?
そうだね。ファンタジー化されてるから。
Yeah.
そうかもしれない。
Researchers from Amsterdam University placed a device known as a God helmet on 193 participants of a Dutch music festival and found that people who had self-identified as being spiritual predicted the helmet's placebo ability to induce extraordinary experiences such as out-of-body involuntary movement and feeling the presence of spirits. The God helmet is essentially a motorcycle helmet with wires attached to it.Explained to its wearer as having the ability to elicit mystical experiences via brain stimulation.
アムステルダム大学の研究チームがバイクのヘルメットにワイヤーを取り付けたものを脳への刺激で神秘的な体験ができる神のヘルメットと称して音楽フェスに参加していた193人に被らせてプラシーボ効果があるかどうか観測しました。すると自分をスピリチュアルだと認識している人ほど幽体離脱的な自分の意思とは関係なく体が動くなどの体験をしたり神秘的な存在を近くに感じたと答えていました。面白いね。まあ瞑想とかもね、結局はその自分の気の持ちようでどうにでもなるじゃん。できるかできないか含め。だから
In this study, they were actually investigating the effect of alcohol on religious experience and spiritual experiences.
Okay.
Because alcohol has been used in religious ceremonies for thousands of years in many different cultures around the world. And so they wondered if consuming alcohol was conducive to spiritual belief.But they found no connection between alcohol and the effectiveness of the placebo helmet. So, but they did find that people who identified themselves as spiritual people were far more likely to have a literal mystical experience induced by something that should have no mystical powers whatsoever.
なんか最近また寝れないから YouTube の Deep Sleep Meditation とかやって、そうするとでもいつもよりは早く寝れる。 やっぱ一人でメディテーションできないのね私。一人でっていうのはその、うん、何のガイドもなしで、
right.
音とか何もない状態で急にできないの。どうしてもなんかいろんなこと考えちゃうから、だからなんか誰かにガイドしてもらわないと声でできないんだけど、だから全然 YouTube でこと足りるんだけどさ。
Well, why what when you say you can't do it, what happens when you start meditating?
Then my I just forget that I'm trying to meditate and I just start thinking about all kinds of stuff and anxieties and.
But that's okay, right? As long as you keep meditating.
Yes, that's okay as long as you remember that you're trying to meditate. But my problem is that I forget that.
And you just get up and you start doing something else?
No, I just keep thinking about all these things. Like, もうメディテーションとかけ離れちゃうから、そのガイドがあれば、その違うこと考え始めても、ガイド聞いてるから戻ってこれるんだよね。
So you kind of lose your...What do you call it? You kind of lose track of your metacognition while you're meditating.
Yeah.
Because you can think about all these other things, but you should be watching yourself do that.
そうそう。Right? だからそれがなくなっちゃうの。だから寝れないっていうのも同じで、寝ようとしてるっていうことを忘れちゃうから、忘れていろんなこと考え始めちゃって、もう全然寝れないわけじゃん。何時間も。
So this YouTube thing is helpful for you.
そう。めっちゃ助かる。しかも一個お気に入りのやつを見つけて、なんか女性の声なんだけど、まあいろいろガイドしてて途中で You're okay, you are okay とか言ってくれるの。それがなんかすごい癒されるの。
Huh.
そっか、I am okay みたいな感じで。
なんで？ So it has messages. It's not just just a guiding of meditation. It's putting certain calming thoughts into your mind.
Yeah, まあメディテーションガイって大体そうじゃない？こうガイドしながらもやっぱちょっと It's okay, 大丈夫ですよとかなんかさ、assurance をくれる。
Right. Well, I mean, a meditation guide could almost be like, here's how to meditate, a 5-step tutorial, or a meditation guide could be like, relax your shoulders.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's usually like that. Like, close your eyes, relax your tempo とかなんか。いい感じの声で、で後ろにちょっと波の音とかしてて、
I think that's a huge part of yoga and why people get into it. I think
is
because I think good instructors do that kind of thing. It's like, you know, you're kind of, it's all, I remember just feeling like I was being tucked into bed or something at the end of this yoga class. And then the class is over and they turn the lights. I'm like, oh shit! I'm like, I have to still be like a functional person.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I need to leave this room.
男性の声の方が多かったのね、なぜか。で、初めてこう女性のやつを聞いたときに、なんかちょっとやっぱりお母さん的っていうか、母性みたいなものがあって、自分がちっちゃい子になったみたいな。で、それで、その中でやっぱなんか、You are okay。しかもオーストラリア人なんだよね、多分。だからすごいオーストラリアアクセントなんだけど、You are okay とか言われると、なんかあそうだよなって思って、すっきりする。
But doesn't it feel more motherly if it's in Japanese to you?
いやなんかいやあんまり関係ない。
What is this Australian mother that you've now invented?
わかんないけど、なんかあんまり関係ないね。むしろメディテーションとか、あでも日本語でもできるし英語でもできるけど。あんまり関係ないかもしれない。
The accent doesn't. What is it about the voice? Just the maternal thing you think? And why did they start with all male voices before? Or was that just you?
No, I mean it was just me.
Just you.
Yeah, なんか人気あるやつが。
Huh.
で一番上に出てきたのが男だったから。
What are most people doing?
まあどっちでもいけると思うけど。
You know, there was this character in.You know the video game Halo? And Halo had this guide character named Cortana.
Okay.
And it was like this, it's like this hot girl that is an artificial intelligence and like lives inside the head of the main character. So she's like there the whole time. And she kind of had this weird motherly, caring, like female. And the market for Halo was just like horny teenage boys, like across the board, or I mean, generalizing here, but myself included, a lot of people, I think, felt bizarrely soothed by this AI character in that Halo game. It was such a huge part of that game. They ended up keeping that Cortana name for other like AI applications and stuff. Microsoft did.
でも結構多いよね。あのメタルギアもさ、メディックの女の人はなんかこう結構面倒見てくれる女性だったりとか、まあ最近だとシリとかも全部女の声みたいな、よく言われてるけど。
It's almost like Money Penny from Bond.
Oh, right, right, right.
Right.
そうだね。なんだね、なんか落ち着くのかね。
And it makes me think about the viability of something like the AI assistant from the movie Her. You know, that really might be super appealing to people. We really might. I mean, I guess people have those Alexas now in their houses, and some people really like that thing. Like, there are some people that actually use it all the time, and they say it's really useful. And I just can't imagine myself doing it, like getting into that.
Yeah, me neither.
Right? Like walking around, hey Alexa, and then you're talking to this lady in the box.
Alexa はさ、結構もうちょっと年上の人が使ってない？みんな。
Oh, really?
うん、おじさんおばさん世代っていうか、
really?
こう、がみんな持ってるイメージなんだけど、でそんなに複雑なことするわけじゃなくて、こう音楽流してとか、
right.
ラジオかけてとかに使ってるイメージしかない、あんまり。
It is pretty mind-blowing though. You know, you can just say play this song or when did Napoleon die or something, you know?
Yeah.次。
In a study published in the journal Zoology, researchers attached microphones to the heads of three roosters and found that they crow at a loudness of 130 decibels for a duration of 1 to 2 seconds. This is equivalent to standing 15 meters from a jet aircraft preparing to take off. Wondering how it is that they don't go deaf, researchers then took a tomography scan of the roosters' skulls.And discovered that when a rooster crows, its ear canal closes by 25%, and a flap of skin moves to cover 50% of the eardrum, protecting it from damage that could otherwise be caused by the rooster's own crowing sound.
学会誌 Zoology に掲載された研究で、3羽のオンドリの頭にマイクを設置したところ、1から2秒の鳴き声の間に最大で130デシベルもの音量が出ていることが分かりました。130デシベルとは飛行機が離陸するときにほんの15メートル先に立っているときと同等の相当な音量です。これだけの音を自ら発しているにもかかわらず、なぜ耳がダメージを受けないのか調べるため頭部を断層撮影したところ、オンドリは鳴き声を出すたびに耳の穴が 25% 閉じるほか、鼓膜の半分以上が一時的に皮膚で蓋をされてダメージから守られていることが分かりました。そこまでしてでかい声出したいっていうのはすごいよね。
Yeah.
だからこの耳が閉じるとかの機能がついてなかったら、普通に自分の声で耳がやられちゃうってことだもんね。
I think so. Although they've discovered that the parts of the eardrum, the like little hairs and all this other weird stuff, that's it tends to regenerate quite quickly in birds. Whereas in humans, if you damage it, it's often permanent damage. It doesn't regenerate. But in almost all birds, it seems like it grows back. It rebuilds itself.
まあでもそれにしてもってことだよね。
But it may be a combination of those two things. You know, maybe it is damaging its own hearing a little bit. But
yeah.
But it recovers.
めちゃくちゃうるさいよね。自分がそんだけの音をさ出せるって考えた時に絶対出さないよね。うるさいから。
I don't think humans can reach that loudness. Although some people are really loud. You know, don't you know people, someone that's like just unbelievably loud?
いるね。
Like even when they're just talking normally, they're louder than you shouting when they're just talking.
あのさ、すごい元からうるさい人と元からすごい声ちっちゃい人といるよね。
Yeah, just so different.
うん。
And you can't imagine those kinds, those people talking to each other.
Yeah. なんかその声たまにすごいちっちゃい人とかってなんかこう大きい声で喋ってくれないって言えないじゃん。だってすごい負担だからその人にとってはさ。
Right, and they can get louder for.
全然聞こえないんだよね。
They can get louder for like 3 or 4 seconds and yeah, yeah, yeah. It, 戻る。
そうで全然聞こえなくて。
And it's postural too. People who are super loud, their posture is just kind of all, you know, whatever. But people who are very, who have a very small voice, usually their physical posture tends to reflect that.
I guess.
Right?
Mm.
Like a very soft-spoken, small, like, girl.
Yeah, but yeah, 普通におじさんでもいるよ。すごい声ちっちゃいおじさんで。前知り合いだった人で、mm. どの場所に行ってもどんなにうるさいところに行っても声のボリュームを変えてくれないから全然聞こえなくて、でもなんて言うんだろう、え、もう一回言ってって言っても全てだから、mm. なんて言う、全部を言い直してもらわないといけないし、だからもうほとんど聞こえてるふりみたいな、こっちは、
mm.
誰が適当に合図打つしかないみたいな。
Well, what do you think that guy does in a club or in a bar or something?
もう無理だよね。
It's over, right? He's like, he's mute.
かと思うと本当本当に元の音量がすごいでかい人っているもんね。
Mm.
響き渡っちゃうみたいな。
Yeah, I have a friend who is just the loudest person ever.
Okay.
And I always have to tell them to lower their voice. Because my neighbors will get upset. Like, this guy is that loud. And he's not even trying to be loud. It's not his fault.
そうだよね。
He's like a speaker that...I don't know.
だから舞台とか出たらすごいいいかもしれないよね。
I don't know what the structural difference is that's causing it, but it's definitely way different. It's like opera people or, you know, these opera...
いや、すごい声が通る人っているもんね。まあ、大きくなくてもこう聞こえやすいとか。
I feel like my voice doesn't go anywhere. It goes like... my voice goes like 6 inches and like falls off.Like dramatically. So if someone is on the other side of the room, they're just going to hear, just going to be gone.
マイケルが舞台に立ってなんかでかい声で言ってるところとか想像できないもん。
There'd be no point. No one would hear me.
聞こえない。It's like, what? What is that guy
saying? I was looking up some of these decibel numbers, and a shouted conversation is at 90 decibels.
Okay.
Shouting. So someone's shouting in your ear, and it's uncomfortable.So you're like at a bar and someone's just shouting in your ear. That's 90.
本当にさ、鼓膜が破れそうになるほど耳の中に言葉言ってくる人いるよね、クラブとか
バーとか。 Yeah, and I'm like, I don't want to like...
もう切れそうになるんだけど、普通に。
Yeah, but you feel like physical pain, right?
そうそうそう。
It's like, dude,
本当に危ない。
My ear is like right here.
そう、本当に危ない。 Like,
how far down my ear canal are you yelling?
そう、バカじゃないのって思っちゃう。でそれを防ぐためになんか耳をさ勝手にこう人の耳を塞いで話してくる人いるじゃん、
hmm.
まあ男にはやんないかもね、女の子にだけかもしれないけど、たまにそういう人もいて、でそこまでしなくていいか普通の声で喋ってくれと思う、
yeah.
なんかその知らない人にさ急にこう耳塞がれるってさ、
well, yeah.
すごい気持ち悪いよ。
And people just get really close to your ears like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just like this, you couldEasily start making out with my ear right now. Like,
yeah.
Easily. You're right there.
だからよくこう慣れてない人にそれやられると怖いから、いつでもこうなんていうの、声が大きすぎた時のためにいつでも離れられるように、
yeah. You kind of have to dodge it, right?
そうそう、ちょっと準備する。
Like, change the angle a little bit. Like,
それで私友達本当に鼓膜一回なんかダメージして耳鼻科に行かなきゃいけなかったんだよ。それぐらいなんか怒鳴る人いるよね。
So, a rock concertis 110 decibels.
Okay.
And then a jackhammer is 130.
Okay.
And you feel discomfort from around 90 to 100.
Mm.
And, I mean, it depends on the person. Some people feel discomfort at rock concerts. You stand next to the speaker and...
最近なんかさ、そのコンサートでもコンサート用の耳栓をちゃんとしてくださいみたいな、
hmm.
記事よく見ない？なんか、
no,
結構危ないから、
I went to a concert a few days ago and it was surprisingly quiet.
And I was
kind of like, man, I wish they would turn it up.
Yeah.
But it was loud. And maybe it's because my eardrums are already messed up.
なんかさ、男の人で結構ヘッドフォンすごい音量で聞く人いるよね。でさ、ちょっと半分貸してあげるとか言ったら、もうこっちの鼓膜は破れそうみたいな。よくこれで聞いてるねみたいな。
It's just on maximum.
なんか慣れちゃって耳おかしくなってんじゃないのみたいな。
Yeah, I was into some loud music when I was younger, and I was playing a lot of electric guitar.And I had an amplifier that I would sit right in front of this huge amplifier and play like these crazy face melting guitar solos. And it definitely messes up. Something about rock concerts, electric guitars, sometimes certain frequencies are painful.
Yeah, キンキンしてるからね。
Yeah, there's a lot of distortion and the sound gets weird and it, I don't know what's happening exactly, but...It'll suddenly like stab your ears.
そうだね。
Yeah.
次。
I wanted to mention cockfighting.
Okay.
And crowing contests. They have crowing contests where they have these contests where apparently you can win money, but whoever's rooster crows the loudest.
Okay.
Wins the competition. And they have this in Japan.
That sounds like that'll make PETA very angry.
Well, how about they have capone rooster meat. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. But capone rooster meat is rooster meat where they remove the testicles of the rooster and that makes the meat softer.Because it changes the hormones of the roosters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like...
As 食肉の話?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so like... It's not... They don't... It's not... it's male, but they're changing the meat by removing the rooster's balls. And that's like a special kind of delicacy, rooster meat.
じゃあうちの猫も柔らかくなってんのかな?
Yeah, it changes... They say it changes the flavor. It changes the... It's like less tough and...
じゃあうちの猫柔らかいんだ、肉が。ふにゃふにゃになっちゃったんだ。おー、かわいい。
Probably.
Okay.
I mean, if it's like a rooster, I guess.
かわいい。
Roosters are interesting. I was looking into roosters.
Nivatori もすごい懐くんだよね。
But there's so much culture around roosters. It's crazy. You know, like just how special these roosters are to certain people in the world as like a near god status and a symbol of toughness and a symbol of... A lot of countries would have roosters fight each other.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But it's still a popular thing to have roosters like fight for some reason. And apparently they do that like naturally too. They're like polygamous roosters are. They're like one rooster roosts above the what do you call it? What's the thing where all
colony
the
colony or herd or
colony?
Whatever.
What is the thing that all the chickens hang out at? Whatever. It got its name from roosting though, which makes sense. So, a research team at MIT has developed what they are calling researchers at Binghamton University have developed a new type of fungal concrete which repairs itself. Congri Jin.A researcher involved in the concrete and explains the technology as follows. The fungal spores together with nutrients will be placed into the concrete matrix during the mixing process. When cracking occurs, water and oxygen will find their way in. And with enough water and oxygen, the dormant fungal spores will germinate, grow, and precipitate calcium carbonate to heal the cracks.
ビンガムトン大学の研究チームが壊れた部分が自動で修復される菌類でできた画期的なコンクリートを開発しました。チームを率いたコングリ・ジン氏は以下のように述べています。 菌類の胞子を栄養とともにコンクリートの元に混ぜておきます。コンクリートが破損して割れると水分と酸素が中に入り込みます。十分な量の水分と酸素が入ると活動を休止していた菌類が炭酸カルシウムを放出し割れた部分が修復されます。面白いね。菌ってだからそのカビとかキノコみたいな菌のことね。
And from their research, they were looking into, well, this guy said that he was, they were inspired by processes in the human body, and they wanted to be able to build structures that could repair themselves over time. The United States has had, many places in the world have had problems with infrastructure recently, because there was a boom of all this construction, 20, 30, 40 years ago, and a lot of that stuff is deteriorated, and generally we just have to destroy everything and rebuild it. But this was an idea to build structures that could maintain themselves over time, and so the cracking of concrete allows moisture to get into the concrete and weaken it and worsen the crack and perhaps even get to the steel beams, which could rust, and if that happens it could actually threaten the integrity of the entire building. But this concrete, when it cracks, those spores interact with the moisture that can only enter now because of the crack. And that triggers the fungus to fill that crack by growing into it. And by filling the crack, it prevents any more air or moisture from getting into the crack and making it worse. So,
どんぐらいのクラックまで治るんだろうね。なんかさ、大地震の時にさ、こう東京もコンクリートにひび入っちゃったとか多かったじゃん。それぐらいのこうもう目に見えて割れちゃってるみたいなやつでも治るのかね。
I mean, I don't know how much practical testing of this that they've done, but I think the vast majority of those cracks that you're talking about would be repairable with this process. Obviously, a very severe crack that the fungus that's growing into that crack space is not going to be as strong as concrete, you know. So it helps keep the concrete from getting worse, right?
そっか、面白いね。なんか生きてる、生きた壁みたいな。
If we could build houses or apartment buildings out of something that was semi-alive, you know, you can think of these spores and stuff mixed into the concrete as being, you know, like putting seeds into something that aren't going to activate until it gets wet.
なんか最近のテレビとかでよく見るのがホタテの壁みたいなのあるじゃん。なんかホタテ貝の成分を壁に塗っとくと、なんか湿気があるときは吸い込むし、空気が乾いてくると、その水分を放出するみたいな。それもこう自然の作用をそのまま使ってるとか、結構面白いなと思って見てたけど。
Don't a lot of old Japanese houses have vines and plants growing like the entire side of the house?
You know what I mean?
Like, it's like the whole entire house, and it's really common. I see it all the time. Is that just happening, or is that like a?
I think that's just happened.
Oh, that's
because that's
like
actually not good for your house.
Because it seems like some people are.
Because the, 伝ってコンクリートに入り込んじゃうんだよね。だからその簡単に取れなくなっちゃうから。
What if it goes into the fungus concrete? What happens?
I don't know. もう生物多様性 on your wall. I don't know.
Guess so.
寒かったね。雪めっちゃ降ったね。
ま
あめっちゃっていうと北海道の人に笑われちゃうけどさ。でも寒いね。みんな風邪ひかないようにあったかくして。今日300回なんだよ、そういえば。
Oh yeah.
300回。
Yeah. It's a big deal, right?
I don't know. 正直ちょっとなんか だから何っていう感じもするけど。
Yeah.
300回もやったんだって。
Mm. So what does that mean?
300時間以上喋ったってこと。Yeah.
We made it to 300.
Yay.
Cool. I'm kind of excited about next week actually. That should be.
あ、そうだね。来週特別編流すことにしたから。
Mm.
楽しみに。お楽しみに。
Did you see that they cloned monkeys?
Yes. でもクローンなんかもうあんまり。
It's like normal, yeah.
あんまりなんか。
Twin monkeys, basically.
なんか別にそんな、うん、そんな、mm. なんか倫理的にもそんな別にいいんじゃないと思っちゃった。思ってきてるから。大してなんか。
Mm. They took a picture of a star. I thought that was cool.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. それも。
We have a picture of a star where you can actually see the surface. Then it's not the sun. It's the first time ever. So those telescopes are getting really crazy. Like they're really zooming in on some stuff.
Yeah.
Where like the level of zoom is not something you can understand. Like you can kind of zoom in like four. Okay, I can imagine four times. Okay, ten times. Okay. But we're getting to levels where it's like you can't even imagine how much... Yeah.Zooming.
yeah.
I mean, yeah.
文字起こしのテキストは Android, Mac, iPad, iPhone でバニガリニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題という激安プランもありますのでそちらもよろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
そのプランに入るとリーディング練習用のエッセイも読めますので、
うん、
お願いします、Facebook、Instagram、Twitter もやってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。